Gentlemen, that completes our public hearings. Moving on to other business. Our first item of other business is Joseph and Cynthia Black.
Mr. Chairman, just before we do that, can just for the record, we need to just announce that.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
June 15, or 1752 TD Road, the LLC has been withdrawn and was withdrawn on June 9th, not the 19th. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Duly noted. Thank you. Now, our first item of other business is Joseph and Cynthia Black, four parcels and a 50-foot right-of-way on Road 249.
This is a request to re-subdivide three parcels and a 50-foot right-of-way containing 28.49 acres in the four lots with access from a 50-foot right-of-way. The parcels would contain 12.98 acres, 4.61, 4.85, and 4.73 acres. The 50-foot right-of-way contains 1.32 acres. The commission approved the three lots and the 50-foot right-of-way a few years ago. It has been your policy to only permit three lots or parcels having access from a 50-foot right-of-way or easement without going through the major subdivision process. However, at our last meeting, there was a fourth lot approved. There was an existing dwelling on one of the lots. We provided you a copy of the tax map showing what's currently existing and what's proposed for comparison. On what's proposed, there's an existing dwelling on parcel D that would remain. You could either approve it as submitted or require an application for a major subdivision.
So was the last one that we approved with that had the existing dwelling on it, was that a mistake on the part of the commission to do that?
Those three lots were approved.
Where they were submitted?
Yes.
Yeah, by the applicant.
At one time, it received preliminary and I believe final approval for a 30-some lot subdivision.
The same part, same acreage we're dealing with,
yes,
now.
Correct.
So we could be looking at this as a revised approved subdivision. we incur that. We just did that earlier. We had one that was 65 and was down to 41.
That's a big difference.
That's a stretch.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It's a stretch.
Well, I mean, obviously, I have a concern that if we've been consistent with the...
I'm still back on the four that we did before. I missed that completely, I guess.
At the last meeting.
Really?
I guess we were having so much fun with Peninsula that we blanked.
It was down by Guinea Creek.
It's been consistent, though, and I don't know if there was some, you know, unique circumstances on that one. It's been consistent, but it's been three lots, and that's all you get, you know, or it's a public hearing. I mean, because we've made plenty of people go through public hearings that have exceeded the three.
Currently three existing now.
Yeah, so this would be.
And typically we say when we approve three, if there's any further subdivision, it requires
a
major subdivision application.
I think. Whatever the previous application is, notwithstanding, I think this application has to stand on its own. Three is typically all we do.
Yeah.
And it's already three, and they're going to four.
Right.
So.
Two of the four have poultry houses, several poultry houses on parcel, but I think they're to be removed. Just thought of that at the last second. I think they said they're going to remove the chicken.
Survey notes are to be removed. They're going to remove
the whole trousers.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning Joseph and Cynthia Black's request to create four parcels and a 50-foot right-of-way off of Road 249, My motion is for denial based on the discussion of the commission this evening.
I'm going to second that motion.
It's moved and seconded to deny the request for four parcels and a 50-foot right-of-way on Road 249 for Joseph and Cynthia Black, and advising them that if they wish to pursue this further, they will need to file a major subdivision application. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.